One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round nine, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to four.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Gloves champion, and I'm an award-winning writer. Unique blend. That's right. I can write. I can fight. So bottom line is, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? You the average fan? You buy the pay-per-views. In fact, you bought the pay-per-view last week. 610,000 people bought, of course, the Terrence Crawford rout of Errol Spence for the welterweight championship. The greatest fight in 147 pounds since Ray Leonard and Thomas Hearns. Come on. There was De La Hoya and Trinidad. Of course, that wasn't the greatest fight as far as excitement was concerned, but that was a big fight, no doubt about it. Both guys were being undefeated at that point in time, of course, battling out. But the bottom line is, I didn't think that Errol Spence would look as bad as he did the other night, but then again, I didn't get thrown out of a car at 115 miles an hour and suffer all kinds of brain damage. And yes, he suffered brain damage, so I brought about that before. I'm not a neurologist. I'm not a doctor, but I looked, basically, I know a little bit about medicine, being an ex-cop, had some EMT training. So when I looked at Errol Spence and that photograph, man, you can see the blood around his eyes. His mugshot with the Dallas Police, of course, after the 2019 car accident, he was booked for drunk driving in Dallas, Texas. Jerry Jones couldn't get him out of that. But the bottom line is, you know, I think he was damaged goods. He went in there. He had no reflexes. He couldn't take a punch. He wasn't coordinated. What can I say? And they're trying to say, oh, it was because of the weight. It was because of the weight. No, it wasn't because of the weight. It was because he got tossed out of a car at 115 miles an hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up, boxing's PhD Socrates Palmer after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Force, coming to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Force Network, WBC TV via Veev TV. The Twitch channel is dead today. Bottom line is, who knows what's going on with that. But this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I know that you want me, Lord, have mercy, look in my eyes.
Lord, have mercy.
You can hide your feelings to me.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez. Woo!
Ric Flair is not in the house, but Boxing's PAC, Socrates Palmer is. Of course, coming to us from the Bronx Bomber. And how are you this afternoon, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. Pumped up, ready to go.
Pumped up and ready to go. And let's talk about the mismatch last week. Of course, Errol Spence, supposed to be a formidable challenger, if not a possible victor over Terrence Crawford. He wasn't in the fight after the referee's instruction.
It was one of the most lopsided performances. I mean, just a dominating performance, rather, by someone in a big fight that I've seen in a long time. And I was just, in my Rolodex thinking, what was the last time two guys that were in their prime, both undefeated, and one guy looked like he just didn't belong in the ring with the other one? I'm thinking back, maybe Vernon Forrest, Shane Mosley, the first fight. That was probably the last time I saw someone that was, you figured it was an even fight. Spence, a lot of people thought he was just going to be the bigger puncher, the natural welterweight, and that wasn't the case. Terrence Crawford's a special fighter.
Vernon Forrest, the 1992 Olympian, got to give him some props on that. And Jin Mosley was involved. Of course, she was the manager and the wife of Shane Mosley. And what she did was she turned down like $7 million to fight Oscar De La Hoya because De La Hoya was going to get $2 million more. Instead, she fought Vernon Forrest for $1.5
million. Yeah.
She's the manager of the year.
Absolutely.
Can't go much more. I mean, come on, man. And then she dumps him and takes half his money.
Right. So at the end of the day, she kind of does screw herself because she did take half of his bread, and she could have had a little bit more.
She tried to strong arm me out of a party one night because I jumped on her one time in a column when I was writing for Flash back in the day. She got all upset, this and that. I just laid it into her. Lady, if you don't want me in your party, that's fine, but I'm going to write about it. She goes, come on in. Because she was like the bouncer at this club. It was like a club in Vegas after a fight. She was playing tough, but yeah, she was his manager, and of course his career sort of went backwards at that point in time. Now, how many homes did they sell?
The numbers are saying they did anywhere between 550 to 600. That's what I've seen different reports. The story that I saw said pay-per-view revenue was $55 million. It's a solid number.
Okay.
Especially in today's day and age, with piracy being very rampant, to say the least.
Daniel knows nothing about that.
That's good. Daniel's a good, innocent mind. Keep him keep them away from those bad pirates. Let's see. It's a good number, but
it's a good number. But how did it compare to Ryan Garcia and Gervonta Davis?
About half.
Half?
I mean, about half. Yeah, because it's saying that the pay-per-view revenue was $100 million plus, so just about double. You know.
Okay, I'm going to say something. I was going to wait until tomorrow to do this, but I will sort of delve into this just a little bit right now. When I promoted local boxing shows here in San Francisco, I used to count the people in the crowd because I didn't trust the gate. You feel me? I mean, I would count the people. I had the Longshoremen's Hall, it was Union Hall down on Fisherman's Wharf. I would count everybody in that place. That's the way I did it. And if I came up with a number that was way off what these guys are saying, I mentioned it because there was a couple of times when the numbers were off. How can I put this? You can sell all the tickets you want, and it seemed like they did sell that arena out. And it did okay, and of course it done pay-per-view. But as I did when I counted the arena, I would only notice that less than 8% of the crowd was black. In other words, I would throw shows with black fighters on them. Some of them were featured on the card. They weren't bums or hobos or anything like that. They were good local fighters in black, but they never drew. And my crowd of the total attendance was only 8 to 10% black, and 10% on the high end, 8% on the low end. So what I'm trying to tell you does that have any meaning as to why that fight didn't bite last week?
I think it has to. I mean, you know, we're all adults. I think, you know, some people are afraid to talk about certain things. I mean, the race card definitely has to play a part. I mean, both guys in the same race, it's hard to draw unless they come from a specific ethnic background.
They've got gold medals and they've already established themselves. I mean, Leonard and Hurst were 25 and 23. These guys were like, what, 37 and 33?
35 and 33, right. Yeah. And the old guy was the one that looked younger. Which was Terrence Crawford.
Not before the fight, though. He looked like an old black bus driver.
He did. Someone said, you know, I forgot what race, some local radio show. They said that Terrence Crawford just looks like somebody's dad that can fight. Like, you just don't date that guy's daughter, you know?
Okay. The key to the, you know, besides Errol Spence's deficiencies, let's give Terrence Crawford his props. I mean, that right hand. He's really developed that right hand. He can use it from either the southpaw stance or the orthodox stance. That right works.
Tremendous strategy. He stayed southpaw the whole night. And when he saw that Spence had no legs. I mean, that first knockdown.
No, he had nothing. No. He had nothing. There wasn't no legs. Nothing. What did he have? He didn't have no pop on his punch. He didn't have bounce in his legs. He had nothing. He came into the ring a reasonable facsimile of what he was at one point in time.
Yeah. And the thing is, a lot of people are pointing, you know, was it the weight, the accident? Well, this is his third fight since the accident. What happened in the first two fights? Because you figure if there was prominent damage from that horrific car accident, wouldn't it have shown earlier? Or was it just the caliber of those guys?
No, here's what's up, though. When he made 147, all the little fluids in his brain were like, they're minimal. You know what I'm saying? That's the bad thing about making weight, is that when you cut weight and you cut, it messes with that fluid that acts as a cushion in your brain. That cushions your brain, okay? And you get bounced around a couple times like that. And he's been bounced out of a car. I keep saying it again. I mean, he's lucky to be alive, let alone boxing again. And, you know, and he looked palatable or adequate in the couple of those fights against guys that weren't the greatest guys in the world. But this fight here, combined with the weight loss and the fact that he had no coordination, he had no reflexes, his legs were bad. I mean, he had nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And it's funny, you know, the irony is he didn't have his seatbelt, you know, and that's why he went through the windshield. If he did, he probably dies.
Yeah.
You know, he probably dies.
And we'll never know whether he was being chased or not.
Well,
No. I'm reports out of Texas. I got a couple of them that say he was being chased and somebody got loud with him at the club and that, you know, he likes to drink. I didn't know he liked to drink. Johnny Sink basically said that he has a thirst problem.
He has a thirst problem. He's also He's Jamaican. He's made jokes about it. That culturally, he likes
and I get that. Look, here's what's up. I thought he wasn't getting high for 8 weeks. I mean, I was looking at him. He looked pretty cool there for 8 weeks. I was saying to myself, man, Earl Spencer's not getting high because he always looked buzzed to me. You can tell. He always looked buzzed. So anyway, whether he was getting high or not, when he stepped on that scale at 147 pounds, he was a dead man. I mean, he was just a dead man walking. And Terrence Crawford looked like a dead man walking, but he regrouped in the 36 hours or so in between the weigh-in and the fight. But Earl Spence, there was no regrouping. At the end of the day, he probably shouldn't have been licensed. I mean, the Nevada State Athletic Commission, they licensed Muhammad Ali in 1980. When Muhammad Ali went to the Mayo Clinic, because they, you know, needed a doctor to get a physical, right? He went to the Mayo Clinic, and the Mayo Clinic said that Ali could not touch his finger to his nose with his eyes closed.
Wow.
Okay. But guess who gave him a license to fight Larry Holmes? The Nevada State Athletic Commission.
Criminal.
No, that's just, I mean, you know, there was a lot of money on the line. I guess they realized that Ali's last stand, the whole nine yards. That night, October 2nd, 1980, I cried that night. I went back to my room at the Mardi Gras Hotel, which is on Paradise Road in Las Vegas, and I cried. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. I mean, I didn't think that Muhammad Ali was going to win, but I thought he had a chance. But when he lost every second of every round, I mean, good Lord. That was a very tough evening for me being an Ali fan.
That's why I've never liked Larry Holmes, I'll be honest with you.
No, don't blame Larry Holmes.
I know.
Larry Holmes was kicking his ass in 1974. You look at some of those clips when he was sparring in Deer Lake, Pennsylvania for the Foreman fight. Larry Holmes was kicking his ass, and you can see it on the Brain, Skill, and Guts movie, and I think Ali the Fighter. I think there's clips of Larry Holmes lighting him up like the White House Christmas tree.
I think it was ESPN did a documentary that he was taking thyroid medication.
No, it was Thyrolar. I got all that story. Dr. Williams gave him the Thyrolar. I gave him a prescription for Thyrolar. He lost all his weight, but he took all his strength and all his energy with him.
Right. He looked the part, but he was, you know, it was just a shell.
Well, like Angelo Dundee told me that night, he goes, son, light wasn't right. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. After the break, we'll go in depth, of course, in the world of boxing, talk about the Charlo brothers, Tim Tszyu being anointed the WBO champion, all that kind of good stuff. Should he have been? Boxing's PhD will answer that question after the break.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 25, make it 26 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Straight up, we take it from the East Coast to the West Coast to the East Coast and bring in, of course, boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Sock, I got to ask you about Errol Spence. One last thing about Errol Spence. If you were Errol Spence's confidant, would you want him to fight again?
No. No. I think there's a lot more life to live. He made a monster payday. If these numbers are accurate between the tickets and the pay-per-view, you know, let's say he took home about $25 million. I mean, he wasn't broke going in. He could live a lovely life in Dallas, and he should just chill because punches are not nutritious. And I don't think he's going to get any better, even if he fights. I believe his rematch clause, he has until December. Well, I don't know when he has up until to exercise it, but I believe the rematch has to happen by December. And they're talking about 154 pounds. I don't see anything different happening, you know. And how do you sell that type of fight after that one-sided beating?
How do you sell that? That's where these rematch costs come in, like get a little shaky this and that, because the bottom line is there's no way these guys belong in the same ring together ever again. I mean, maybe when they're both like 105 years old, they can do a wheelchair match or something like that, but not now. Right.
Exactly. You know, and like you told me this, you know, off the air, Terrence Crawford doesn't deserve that. He deserves to keep going. You know, why go backwards? You know, we saw what happens when we get these ridiculous rematch calls, which are brilliant business. But, you know, like we saw with Haney and Kambosos, we don't need to see this again.
That was a con, but that was a big, you got to give it to George Kambosos. He pulled off the best con in the last 15, 20 years in boxing, without a doubt.
Yeah, no, a great, smart team. A mediocre fighter made a lot of millions, you know, in the last year and a half. So props to him. I would like to see Terrence Crawford. Truthfully, I really believe that he's going to, at some point, the super fight is going to be him and Canelo Alvarez. I think we're going to see that probably before 2025. I think that's the fight that's going to happen.
Canelo's going to put, how many fights will Canelo have lost by then?
Well, I mean, he's got a tough fight, but you figure it's a safe fight. He's fighting Jermell Charlo. He's just coming up two weight classes. You figure he should beat him. You know, I don't think they would take a fight, you know, with that much risk.
You know what? Think Kell Brook and Gennady Golovkin.
Boom.
Well, that's what happened. The guy went from like 147 to 160. This guy's going from 154 to 168. Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and, you know, listen, of course, if they offer you the biggest fight in boxing as far as purse-wise, you have to take it, you know, if you're Jermell Charlo. And it's a throwback, right? This is, you know, to the original eight weight classes, you know, jumping, you know, almost, I mean, not that he's from 47 to 60, but the same ilk, right? You jump in two weight classes. Now, physically, when they meet, you know, at the press conferences, he's going to be taller than Canelo. He's going to have the reach, you know, less miles in the body. So I think that kind of makes the fight a little more even than what people are anticipating.
Okay, so Canelo's going to be what, 33 years old on his next birthday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
33 going on what? I mean, let's be honest. He's been a boxer since he was like 14 or 15, a pro. He's been around a long time. I mean, when is the body say no more?
that engine has a lot of miles, brother, and tough fights. His fights are getting tougher. You know, that John Ryder fight was a lot tougher than they expected. You know, if Ryder had any pop.
No disrespect to John Ryder. He was fighting on the same day that the King was being anointed and crowned, that kind of good stuff. So it was a big day in Britain for him to go the distance. Nobody gave him a chance as far as winning was concerned. But the mere fact that Canelo Arv seemed to be, afterwards, he said, "I'm glad that I got him at this time of his career because I think he slipped."
Yeah, that's true words, you know. And now, if you want to give Canelo the benefit of the doubt, fighting at home, a lot of distraction, this time the third, he dropped Ryder in the fifth round, if I'm not mistaken, but he couldn't take him out. You know, the old Canelo finishes the job. You know, and Ryder was able to take him the distance and have his moments too.
Okay, so let's talk about the Dramel. Dramel's at 154 pounds. Of course, he's given up that title. Tim Zhu's going to take it over now for the WBO. Is Tim Zhu the best junior middleweight besides Charlo?
As of right now, you have to say so. He's certainly the most impressive. You know, he has obviously the pedigree. You know, he's got the name, and so far he's living up to it. He sells tickets in his homeland of Australia, and he's not short for confidence. He, in an interview recently, he said that he would love a chance at Terrence Crawford. They're talking about him and Brian Mendoza, which will probably be some sort of unification they're trying to build it as. Brian Mendoza, who of course beat Fandora earlier in the year.
Okay, let's talk about the 600-pound gorilla in the room, Jaron Ennis. Mm-hmm. Crawford's going to duck him. Crawford's going to duck him and go to 54, right?
I wouldn't necessarily say duck, but I mean,
No. If you've got a guy talking that kind of smack in your same weight class and you're moving up, there's a reason.
Do you think? I mean, after that whooping he put on Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford has to be feeling bulletproof, right?
Not when you look at this guy. Not when you come down to reality that Errol Spence wasn't Errol Spence. So I mean, Crawford's even got to realize that more than we did because he was in the ring with him.
Okay. Now, maybe Ennis's people may say, you know what? Maybe our guy's not ready yet. You know, why ruin a kid before he gets off the boat? I mean, Jaron Ennis had a good win the other day against a tough Argentinian fighter, but it's not like he blew him out of the water. So, you know, it could be 50-50. I mean, it's probably the best fight at 147 without a doubt right now, you know. But if I'm Ennis's people, I would kind of be cautious, you know. Let the old man get older.
Okay. The trainer of Errol Spence has got Ryan Garcia and this kind of and these guys. Does he have any strategy or does he just get his guys in shape? What's the story in that? Because there was he didn't tell him anything in that fight.
It's funny how things change overnight, right? Derek James, everyone was high on him. I believe he was given a train of the year, this, that, and the other. He also has Anthony Joshua. Bomac talks he talks this talk, but his fighter walked the walk. You know, it was no one expected Terrence Crawford to stay southpaw the whole night. And Errol Spence had nothing. You can also make the case that maybe Errol Spence overtrained.
There's been reports
he's walking around almost 200 pounds.
Yeah, I know. But there's no doubt about it. He had problems making weight, and he's been off a long time. Now I can go on and on and on. But the bottom line is he's a shell of his former self, without a doubt. Now, Dillian White failed a drug test against Anthony Joshua, so they're not going to do it, huh?
No.
How many times has Joshua fought Dillian White already?
This would have been a rematch.
Okay.
This would be the second time.
All right. And how many times has Tyson Fury fought? Well, Tyson Fury's favorite guy was Chisora, right? Are these guys just picking English guys that they can beat?
You know, nationalistic to a fault. I mean, I guess. I mean, you know, let another Brit get a nice payday. Apparently, I've heard Gerald Washington is going to be stepping in. Gerald Washington, August 12th.
Washington had a formidable performance a few months ago, I think, but he's not. I wouldn't call him up. I don't know. You know what? Larry Merchant is real high on the kid, the heavyweight. What's his name? Jared Anderson?
Yeah, Jared Anderson, yes.
Yeah, I mean, Larry Merchant said he's the best thing to come around in a long time. You think he's right?
I think they're bringing him up right. You know, I mean, he beat, what other guy's name, St. Louis not too long ago, but he got rocked. And he had, I believe, the best thing about what they're doing with him is that they're keeping him active. I believe he's supposed to fight before September. And I think he's the goods. He reminds me a little bit of Riddick Bowe. He's got that type of swagger. Okay. You know, I think he's very good.
Is Showtime booting people out of the press section for their comments now?
Bueno, that's something. Yeah, they booted Mike Coppinger, right? They didn't comp him. They didn't give him the press credential.
They've done me like that back in the 80s and the 90s. No big thing. Sort of a badge of honor.
It is. It is, right, for doing your job. How do you not give the credential to the number one sports media company in the world, you know? And you saw it when, if anyone that was looking for the results of the fight, they buried it right under the UFC, you know? So it was a very bad job by Mr. Espinoza. I guess I didn't realize how sensitive he was.
You know, the Las Vegas press was all over the UFC, not too much on Spence and Crawford. I mean, I looked at some of the newspapers, and, you know, the attention was there. Dana's got control of the media down there without a doubt.
That's part of the job, right? Being able to control the narrative, you know. And it was a good show.
Okay, Sock, I got to run, but before I got to run, I got to say this. Dana White, the worst person in the world today.
He is the incumbent, right? It's hard to take the title.
No doubt about that. Take good care. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Thank you,
more
sir.
After the break.
I know a place where people rang true. The sort of place they really care about you. It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me. Because I dig the vibe and I'm.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The face of truth is open. The eyes of truth are bright. The lips of truth are ever closed. The head of truth is upright. The breast of truth stands forward. The gaze of truth is straight. Truth has neither fear nor doubt. Truth has patience to wait. The words of truth are touching. The voice of truth is deep. The law of truth is simple. All you sow, you reap. The soul of truth is flaming. The heart of truth is warm. The mind of truth is clear and firm through rain and storm. Facts are only its shadow. Truth stands above all sin. Great be the battle of life. Truth in the end shall win. The image of truth is the cross. Wisdom's message is its rod. The sign of truth is Christ, and the soul of truth is God. Life of truth is eternal. Immortal is its past. Power of truth shall endure. Truth shall hold to the last. That's a masterpiece.
Ironic, I'm ready to talk Jake Paul, and we come back with This Time It's Real. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It's not really that real. I mean, he's a good guy. He can fight a little bit. I mean, come on. I mean, he really can fight a little bit. I mean, he's in good condition. He has good basics, a good jab, good right hand. Yeah, it's fair hook and that kind of good stuff. But, you know, Jake Paul is a guy that's got all these different platforms. I mean, it's like, you know, he's got The Zone. I think, check this out. Tonight, The Zone is going to cover this. ESPN Plus is going to cover this. And PayPerView.com is going to cover this for $59.99. And, of course, the event is also available internationally via Fight TV, I think. But the bottom line is, he's got all these different platforms. He can sell 15,000 tickets in a few hours, isn't it? I mean, the guy's great for boxing. Is he a great boxer? No. Will he ever be a great boxer? Probably not. Will he get into the World Boxing Hall of Fame? If he buys a ticket. Okay? That's about it. If he buys a ticket. He's not going to the World Boxing Hall of Fame. Don't worry about it. You straight boxers are all worried about this. Go, oh, God, he's a bit of a fraud. He's not a bit of a fraud. He beats the guys that are put in front of him. Okay, for the most part. He didn't beat the Tommy Fury, of course, the brother of heavyweight champion Tyson Fury. Speaking of Tyson Fury, of course, going to take that exhibition or that 10-round fight with this MMA king. I'm talking about Francis Ngannou. Unfortunately, Ngannou hasn't got too many, how put this, professional boxing rounds under his belt. Actually, none. Okay, and I looked at a couple films of him lately, and he doesn't look like the dedicated guy that I thought he once was. So what I'm trying to tell you is that, you know, he's probably going to get slapped around for 10 rounds, if not less, by Tyson Fury, unless he lands the big shot. Of course, he does have the equalizer. He can punch with that right hand. I think that UFC punch machine down there in Las Vegas, of course, they measure guys' punches, right? Mines would be like minus. But anyway, but the bottom line is they're throwing shots, and he throws the hardest punch in the history of this machine as far as, like, a right hand's concerned. So more power to Francis Ngannou. Now, can he connect on Tyson Fury? I mean, that's basically what's going to happen here. That's basically what the question is going to be. Can he connect? Because if he can't connect, he can't hurt Tyson Fury. If he hits him hard enough, he'll put him out. Now, are they going to put 10-ounce gloves on him? Probably. That's sort of cold. I mean, he fights with 4-ounce gloves. We're talking about Ngannou, okay? So you're going to put six ounce heavier gloves on him, and he's going to have to go 10 rounds. I don't know if he can do that. I don't know. I mean, he's used to going 5 5-minute rounds. I saw him do that well in kind of his last UFC event. But the bottom line is 10 standing rounds. Of course, that's 10 rounds tonight, 10 3-minute rounds. Of course, Jake Paul and Nate Diaz. Of course, Nate Diaz, the mouth out of Stockton, California. Him and his brother Nick Diaz. Of course, the two guys that derailed mixed martial arts on CBS television about 10 or 12 years ago when they had that riot. Actually, they had this one show, the Strikeforce show, on Saturday nights, and then the Diaz brothers caused a riot, and then CBS said, no, we're not going to take that. That was the said, and that was CBS, speaking of CBS television, of course, they were supposed to buy up myself, Mills Lane, and Al Bernstein as a three-man TV team back about 2004, and then Mills had that stroke. So CBS TV was trying to get into late-night boxing, and Mills had the stroke. CBS TV was trying to get into late-night MMA. The Diaz brothers caused a riot. So the bottom line is, I guess it's bad omen for them. And straight up, CBS TV is not doing a whole lot as far as late night television is concerned, other than good old Saturday night TV. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing and MMA. Now, am I advocating buying the Paul Diaz fight card? Not really. I mean, there's some good fights on the card. Amanda Serrano is going to be there. I mean, God, she's like
world class without a doubt. I mean, you have to give her all kinds of props, but I think she's getting long in the tooth. 44-2 now, 30 KOs, got that one draw, but she was a Puerto Rican descent. Take it on Heather Hardy, who's 24-2. Of course, this is coming to you from the American Airlines Arena in Dallas, Texas. I wish, sort of wish I was in Dallas for this. Dallas is sort of a good place. I've got some had some mentors, of course, that lived and died down in Dallas, Texas. So it's always memorable for me to go down there. And of course, that was the city in which the the government wiped out the president back in 1963. But Heather Hardy is going to challenge Amanda Serrano. Of course, she's probably like a 4 or 5 to 1 underdog. Nobody's really close in Amanda Serrano's league at 126 pounds. Of course, that's what she's fighting at 126. But, you know, she's fought as high as 135. And I thought she won that fight against the Irish girl. And, of course, but the Irish girl, of course, lost that fight at 140. And what's going to happen with her? I mean, come on, man. I mean, I think we need to see Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano one more time. I mean, I thought that was a bit of a ripoff. In fact, one of the biggest. It wasn't close to a heist. Yeah, it was close to a heist. It was sort of like beyond a robbery. I thought it was a heist. I thought Amanda Serrano won clearly. I mean, there wasn't no doubt in my mind after 10 rounds who won that fight, 10 two-minute rounds. Of course, now the women are talking about wanting to fight 3-minute rounds instead of 2-minute rounds. I got an issue with that. You know why? Because they lack punching power for the most part. They lack leverage on their punches. And we're going to make them go another minute? That's 50% longer. You want them to go 50% longer? I think women's boxing isn't as exciting as it can be. I think if the gloves were lighter, I think things would be a little bit different. I think girls would be able to knock girls down. Because, you know, I don't know if they're trying to make ladies' female boxing feminine. And the other thing that is, they don't want the crunchy knockout blows like you see in MMA. Now, I'm not down with the MMA because of the fact that I don't think you should be able to hit people on the ground. You just can't. You can't knee somebody. You can't elbow somebody. You can't hit somebody with a forearm when they're laying on the ground because their head has nowhere to go. I mean, in decent boxing, your head can snap back. There is some give, okay? But there's no give when you get on the ground. And that's why these guys are 3 times more likely, 300% more likely to get CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, than a professional boxer. And get this, an NFL player is probably 2 times. That's what the Canadian study said. So the bottom line is I think the Canadians were right on this one. And I see it in MMA guys. I see it in boxers. Of course, some of the fighters out of the 70s, I told you about that. The guys had to go 15 rounds. Guys like Muhammad Ali, I mean, the wear and tear on his body and his mind, you can't blame it all on Parkinson's disease. I mean, his neurological issues afterwards, you just can't blame it all on Parkinson's disease. Because there's other guys that had issues as well. I mean, all those heavyweights. Ken Norton, the exception to the rule, I think, was George Foreman, who fought, like, beyond 45 years old. Of course, he is the exception to the rule. And Larry Holmes, both those guys are somewhat together. I mean, you can have conversations with them, but the other guys like James Ellis, Jimmy Ellis, and Ken Norton, at one point in time, Ken Norton could talk a little bit, but at the end of his day, Ken couldn't talk at all. I mean, the CT it turns somebody into somebody else. That's the best way I could put it. It's like dementia. It's a form of dementia, but it's brought on by getting hit. Pugilistic dementia, of course, punch drunk. That's what they called this. It was first discovered, I believe, back in 1939 when they sort of said, what's going on with these boxers? They're all getting lit up. And then, of course, came up with the term pugilistic dementia. Anyway, back to Amanda Serrano. I think she should quit. I think she should quit right now. I mean, I know she wants that 1-4 fight with Lori, with Katie Taylor, and more power to you. Go after that. I hope you get that. But the bottom line is, you know, you can't take two. I mean, this is a female, too, and she's got a smaller skull than a man. In other words, maybe she can't take as many punches as a man can. I don't know. What I'm trying to tell you is that I think it's just time for her to go. I really think it's time for her. And the bottom line is, you know, she's made a few bucks now. She got the almost $1 million against Katie Taylor. She got $250,000 for another fight that she had on a Jake Paul undercard. So I give her all kinds of props. She's made a few bucks now. You can't say you don't have any money. Take it and run. The Artur Bitaev, Callum Smith fight is off. Of course, Bitaev's the world light heavyweight champion, the guy that was avoided by Canelo Alvarez. Remember, Canelo went and fought Dmitry Bivol when he could have fought Artur Bitaev. Artur Bitaev was only 17-0 with 17 knockouts at the time. He was a monster. And, you know, Canelo said, let me fight a guy with less power, a better boxer, but less power. And, he went with Bivol, and he got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. He lost a unanimous nod across the board in my mind, okay? So the bottom line is he couldn't beat Bivol. He has no chance of beating Artur Bitaev. Bitaev was going to tune up against Callum Smith. And Callum Smith is not a tune-up type of guy, but almost every fight, when you're 19-0 with 19 knockouts, a lot of fights are just tune-ups. So Bitaev, of course, pound for pound, the best light heavyweight in the world. Is he pound for pound one of the best fighters in the world? Yes, but he hasn't got the opponents yet that make him a superstellar guy. I mean, he's a guy, he needs some superstar opponents. He needs to go out there and knock some guys out that people know. I mean, seriously. Now, I got some notes coming in here as far as the world of boxing is concerned via the text here. Charlos. The 160-pound Charlo, the undefeated guy, 32-0, is close to 200 pounds. He probably won't ever box again. If I say that boldly, I do. I think he hasn't boxed in 2.5 years now. I think his last fight was June 19th, 2021. Okay, so that's 2 years and like almost a couple of months now. So I don't think he has any interest in boxing. And, of course, he was the guy that was supposed to fight Canelo, but he sort of pulled out and they put in his brother instead. Of course, Jamel is 154 pounds. He's 35-1-1. He lost that fight to Tony Harrison, came back and beat Tony solidly in a rematch, 35-1-1. Of course, he is the world 154-pound champion, coming to us out of Texas, stepping up to 168 pounds. Now, the last time a guy stepped up two weight classes, he got his face broken. I'm talking about Kell Brook. I mentioned this a little bit earlier. Of course, Kell Brook of the UK, he was a WBA or an IBF 147-pound title holder at one point in time. So he had a welterweight championship, and they offered him a fight with Gennady Golovkin. So he moved up to 160 pounds, and he got his face broken. I mean, this is not good stuff. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. That's why they have weight divisions. A 115-pound fighter is stronger than a 112-pound fighter. I kid you not. I mean, when I fought at 80 pounds, if I fought a guy that was 5 pounds heavier than me, oh my, it was like, you could feel it. I mean, I could really feel it. And then I felt it when I fought guys who were 5 pounds lighter than me. So weight means a lot in the world of professional boxing, rather than combat sports. But the Charlo brothers, one stepping up, 14 pounds, that's a lot of weight. Because Canelo's going to come in at 168. Of course, he will step into the ring probably about 180 pounds. Charlo's not going to weigh 180. He's probably going to need to rely on his speed, his reflexes, the fact that he's a decent boxer. He's going to have to move around. He's going to have to fight. Are you ready for this? Black. I mean, that's just it. He's going to have to. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And of course, Canelo's a guy that really doesn't like to fight guys with that type of style. I mean, the fast jabbers, the guys that move around, the guys can throw punches in combination for the most part. People say that, you know, that Canelo Alvarez has sort of like decided he's not going to fight black guys for the most part. And he has, you know, he sort of made a record of not fighting guys that were formidable and this and that. I mean, I'm not a big Charlo fan, and I'm not a big Canelo fan either. Of course, not anymore. Canelo's time to stick a fork in him. Is he the best fighter in Mexico? I don't know, but Emmanuel Navarrete, of course, he is the 126, now the 130-pound champion, I believe, of a couple sanctioning bodies. He's going to put his undefeated record on the line against the former Olympic gold medalist, of course, Oscar Valdez. Oscar Valdez, a good-looking fighter at one point in time until he ran into Shakur Stevenson. Stevenson's like, wow, Stevenson's a man. Stevenson's calling the shots. Stevenson just called out Lomachenko this week, of course, a couple of weeks ago. He was on the show. He was calling, said Lomachenko was going to get ended. He was going to ruin and end Lomachenko's career. Of course, Lomachenko got the shaft. It wasn't a heist against Devin Haney, but he got ripped off. I mean, I thought he won 7-5. It was, you know, one round the other way, and it's a draw, okay? But the bottom line is I thought he won 7-5. I thought it was a clear win for him. They didn't give it to him. They went the other way, and that's just the way it goes. I mean, you know, in the world of boxing, Lomachenko, of course, he had his fine night. But like Jeff Fennec against Zuma Nelson back, I think, in 1989 or 1990, when you have that special night and you beat a guy that you're supposed to beat, sometimes you can't duplicate that effort again because of emotional and things like that. You just can't get it together again. You just can't. So as far as him duplicating that feat again, I just don't know. Who's going to win, Jake Paul or Nate Diaz? Jake Paul. Nate Diaz has two chances, slim and none, and, well, slim ain't in town. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Tower of Power coming back from the break. Check them out, towerofpower.com. Straight up, Anthony Josh, of course, talking about Fury and Ghana, says, it's frustrating waiting for people. It's what's frustrating waiting in line for a shot at the heavyweight title. The bottom line is, you're a bit of a fraud anyway. Francis Ngannou is going to use Mike Tyson as a trainer. While for the Tyson-Fury clash, of course, Mike Tyson is not a guy that's afraid of controversy, not a guy that will, I'm telling you, he will get the most out of Francis Ngannou that there is. He will turn this guy into a beast. If Ngannou can take it on the chin a little bit, he's got a real good chance in this fight. That'll be, I think, the key to the fight, whether he can take a few shots to the chin. I mean, we've seen it in the world of mixed martial arts, but the guys in MMA can't punch, nothing like Tyson Fury. Anyway, Tyson Fury comes in at, what, 6'9"? And he's going to be throwing about almost 300 pounds at Francis Ngannou. That's something he's never seen. So we'll see what happens when it, of course, doesn't it go down 10 rounds, and they're getting all kinds of money for it, so more power to him. He's making more money in this fight than he ever came close to making in the UFC, like 15 or 20 or 30 times when he made in the UFC. So more power to Francis Ngannou. Of course, Dana White is the worst person in the world. Now, Oleg Usyk, of course, a guy that's got a couple of belts, he says that he and Tyson Fury want to fight, but in the meantime, I think he's going to take a fight with Danny Dubois in between. Of course, Joe Joyce is going to hook it up with Zil Zhang again. That fight has been set for ESPN next month, I believe. Of course, that's a heavyweight fight that went down a couple of months ago. Bit of a rematch, but it was an upset at the start because, you know, Zil Zhang, I didn't think he could fight. I really did. He was from China, and I sort of put him down this net, but because I had trained Chinese fighters before, Chinese heavyweights in particular, so I know something about them, or the one in particular. So anyway, so I didn't think much of him, but he went out there, and he beat Joe Joyce's butt. He just did. So you got to give him props. He can fight. He was an Olympic gold medalist, I believe, so he can fight, and Zil Zhang's got a good shot at beating Joe Joyce the second time around. Now, Joe Joyce, of course, is a guy that sells tickets in the UK. All these guys sell tickets in the UK. Daniel Dubois sells tickets in the UK. Tyson Fury sells tickets in the UK. They all sell tickets. I mean, what is it about English boxing fans? Of course, that's where the Marcus of Queensbury started boxing a couple hundred years ago. But the bottom line is, English fans will turn out for anything. More power to them, but they support their fighters without a doubt. Now, Fighter of the Year, you can't talk about fighter. You just got a text here. Name five. Crawford's not the Fighter of the Year. It's only, what would he in? July? August? You want to go Fighter of the Year already? Come on, man. Maybe for the first 6 months, I would say it would have to be Nanoa and Inouye. I think he's. I really think he was. I thought he was more impressive. I thought he was more impressive than
than Terrence Crawford was, because he was fighting a live foe, and of course Terrence Crawford had a dead foe in his hands, but Inouye had a live foe. Of course, Mr. Stephen Fulton came in like 21-0, 22-0 with not too many knockouts, but he fought a little bit, didn't fight good enough, because nobody's going to beat that guy, not at 122 pounds. This is another episode of Ring Talk Live World Aware, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're brought to you by the WBC, and we are on WBC TV, of course, the Facebook page as well. Until next time, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, live in East Ape Stations, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.